We're beginning the second parak, Tes Amud Aleph. Mishnah says, suppose a person says, Haruni Nozir Min Agrut. So a person says, I'll be a Nozir from dried figs. Now, Nozir is not also in dried figs, he's also in grape products. Or Min Adzeva, he says, I'm a Nozir from dates. So what happens? Veshamai says he's a regular Nozir, meaning that he's also in the regular things of Nazirus. Whether he's going to be also in dates or figs as well, that we're going to see in the Gemara. But Beshamai says he's a regular full-fledged Nozir and is also in grapes and wine and so on and so forth. Or Beshilolim ain't a Nozir. Beshilol says he's Bechlal, not a Nozir. Exactly that. There's no such thing as a Nozir from those kinds of things. If he had said just Harini Nozir, we learned in the previous parak actually that a person says Harini Nozir only from one of the things that a Nozir is also in. He says, let's say I'm a Nozir only from grape seeds. Then the halacha is he's also in everything. And the reason is because grape seeds at least are something that a Nozir is also in. But here, where he's mentioning something that a Nozir is b'chlal not also in, then therefore, therefore he's not also in any of the things that a Nozir is also in, because he mentioned something else entirely. Tosfos learns actually that he wouldn't even, according to the Tanakhama, he wouldn't even be also not only he wouldn't be also in the things of a Nozir, he wouldn't be also in figs or dates either, because he would be also only if he expressed it in the Lashon of a Neder, and here he didn't. He said a Nozir, Minadvela, which in other words, as the Gemara is going to say, is not really a meaningful statement. We'll see in the Gemara we're going to analyze in the Gemara in detail this Machlokas Peshama Vesilo. The Rambam, on the other hand, paskins that he is, in fact, also in them as a neder, just not as a nazir. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, after Amr Beshamai, and Rabbi Yehuda says, you should know, even when Beshamai is saying that he's a nazir, loy amru ela ba'omer harein alai korban, we're really only talking about where he says the neder, when he uses the expression, they are like a korban to me. So in other words, he says Harini Nozir Min Agrogris, and then he explains to us. Then we ask him, "What do you mean by that? Don't you know that a Nozir is not also in figs and grapes?" And he tells us, "What I meant was Harina like Korban, that they should be also to me like a Korban." So then Beshamai would say that is Neder. So then Beshamai is Neder is Chal, because after all, he explained that that's what he meant. But in other words, Rabbi Yehuda is saying even Beshamai wouldn't make him a Nozir. Because you can't say that he was a Nozir if a Nozir is not also in these things. And again, in the Gemara, we're going to analyze this Shammai's opinion in some detail. So the Gemara asks, let's start. Harini Nozir min Agrogris min Advela, this Shammai min Nozir. The question is, Amai, why would this Shammai say that he's a Nozir? Mikoyla Shayasim Egechen Ayayin, Amar Achmanah. The pasuk says that a nozir is osir in anything that comes from a grapevine, and obviously figs and dates don't. So why is there, so? Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is easy enough to understand. Rabbi Yehuda is understanding, but Shammai say that in fact he clarifies it afterwards and says that he meant a neder, so he's also in a neder. But why would the Tanakhama's version of Shammai have him become a nozir when there's no such kind of nozir? By the way, Tosfos points out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could say the word Nozir, Rabbi Yehuda can interpret the word Nozir to actually mean just separated from. Literally, the word Nozir means to be separated from. That's why Nozir is called that, to be separated from regular society by the various things that he's doing, by not cutting his hair and not drinking wine and so forth. See here, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the word Nozir itself is, it amounts to saying, I am going to be separated from greatness. But according to the Tanakhama's version of Beshamai, why? The answer is Beshamai savri lo k'Rav Meir. The answer is that Beshamai holds like Rav Meir de Omar, where he says in a different context, ein adam motzi dvorav l'batala. A person doesn't just say something completely meaningless. You have like We know the Torah tells us the concept of Erchin. In Parashas Bechukosai, you have a section over there that describes a person says, I pledge my Erech to the Beis Mikdash, or I pledge the Erech of so-and-so to the Beis Mikdash. We look up in the table over there in the Torah, based on age and based on gender, and he pays the appropriate amount. If he's a man between 20 and 60 years old, he pays 50 shekel. A woman of those ages, 30 shekel. Of a young man between 5 and 20 years old is 20 shekel, et cetera, all the various values that it says. Now, what would happen? Now, you also have a concept in Kodshim, besides for Erchin, which we just said is a fixed amount based on the person's age and gender, you also have something called Domin, which is the actual market value of the person or the thing. If the person were to say that I pledge my dummim to the Beis Mikdash, then we're going to have to figure out how much is he actually worth if we were to sell him as a slave, let's say. So now, what happens then? You have the case where a person says, I pledge the erech of this keli. Now, there's no such thing. A keli doesn't have an erech, only a person has an erech. So what happens? Reb Meir says he still has to pay the domim of the keli, because since he knows there's no such thing as an erech or a keli, he can't have just said something completely meaningless. He must mean the domim of the keli, and he just expressed it inexactly. So the same way, Beis Shammai would say that a person knows there's no such thing as being a nazir from dried figs. So therefore, when he says I'm a nazir, minagrogus, really what he means, we have to reinterpret what he's saying to mean I'm a regular nazir. So that would be Beis Shammai. Or Beis Hillel, Sabri lo k'Rav Yosi. On the other hand, Beis Hillel holds like Rav Yosi, also in a different context, the Amar B'Gmar Dvar of Adam Nitpas, where he says that we grab a person according to the last thing that he said, and then behind neder of Pischa imayhu, and therefore what we have over here in effect is a neder with a Pesach together with it right away. Rav Yossi's statement comes up. We've had it here and there. We had it in Nedarim, I think. We may have had it in Ksubas as well. Anyway, you have a case where a person, we know the Torah says the concept of a tmura, that if you exchange an animal of kodshim, an animal of a korban, for another animal, you're not allowed to do it. If you do a hayohu tmurasa yakodesh, both of them now have the kedusha of the korban. What would happen if a person said that this animal, person has an animal for an ola, another animal for a shlomim, and now he says, I want this third animal to be a tmura for the ola, a tmura for the shlomim. So what is it? Do we say that he said it's a tmura for the ola and then he can't change it and therefore it just has the kedusha of an ola? Or do we say that we have to look at all of what he said? Rav Yossi says we have to look at all of what he said. So therefore the result, you can't bring an animal half ola, half shlamim. So the result is going to be we have to wait until it develops a mum, then he sells it and uses half the money for an ola, half the money for a shlamim. The point being, in other words, that here also Beis Hillel is going to say what we do is we have to look at his entire statement. He said, Hayoni Nazir min HaGrogris. There's no such thing as a Nazir from Grogris. So he said, Hayoni Nazir. What it means is, in effect, he changed his mind, Toch Kedei Dibur. Having said, Hayoni Nazir, he's changing his mind and saying that, you know what, I want it to be only from Grogris. So Gemara is calling it Neder Pischa Imai, a Neder together with a Pesach with it, meaning like almost as soon as he made the Neder, he realized that he shouldn't have said that, and he's trying to change his mind. And therefore he's changing his mind by saying Mina Grogris. So it wouldn't be Chal. Tosfos has a long discussion over here about, I mean, the fact is, Rav Yossi is saying you have to look at his entire Lashon over there. You're saying the animal's half Ola, half Shlomim. Why all of a sudden over here are we saying that we just focus on the second thing that he said, the Mina Grogris, and allowing it to completely override what he said to begin with, how do you know this? And Tosfos explains because the difference is that here in the case of the Tmura, the two things don't contradict each other. An animal can have half Yusha of Oila and half Yusha of Shlomim. Forget about Tmura, for example. A person could conceivably say, you can have, let's say, two partners own an animal, and one of them makes his half Oila and the other one makes his half Shlomim. And again, the din would be the animal is half Oila, half Shlomim, and you have to wait till it develops a mum and sell it and so on and so forth.
Can't check there's an Oila.
You can't check there's an Oila because half of it is Shlomim and vice versa, right? So over there, they don't contradict each other, therefore both of them can be chal. Here, the fact is they contradict each other. When he says, Minah Grogris, there's no such thing as a Nazir from Grogris.
I was thinking when you mentioned that, we learned previously with all these weird expressions that people made, that at least here is saying the word, I should be
a nozer. It's so true.
It should have some type of effect. It should do something.
So Tosfos actually mentions an interesting other point from the Tosefta. Tosfos says that actually Tosfos quotes the Tosefta as bringing a different explanation for the Machlokas Veshama Veshilah. Namely, we learned in the first parak about kinui, about you have the various words that a person could use instead of nazir. For example, you could say nazir or naziach or whatever. The Tosefta says, now what about kinuye kinui? What about a kinui of a kinui? So in other words, you have like a different word that you use instead. You have a word that you use instead of one of these kinuyim, which in turn itself is a substitute for the word nazir. Would that work? Now the Tosefta brings that there are places where they use the word tirosh to refer to dates. Tirosh means wine. You have all over the Torah, dog and tirosh for yitzah, grain, wine, and oil that you have to take ma'aser from, and you have many other dinim that apply to. So therefore, in effect, saying dvela, saying that I'm a nazir from dates, is in effect a kinuye kinuyin, because it's a kinuy for the word tirosh, and the word tirosh in turn is another word for wine. So therefore, that's why Veshama is going to hold he's a nazir, and Veshilah would not. Now, on the face of it, that only explains Dvela. That doesn't seem to explain Grogris, unless there are places where they use the word unless you can say that Grogris and Dvela kind of tend to go together. And I mean, they're not. They're figs and dates. They're not related fruit, but still, I mean, you know, people, I guess, tend to think of them together. They're both sweet fruits from the Shivas Aminim that people dry, and so who knows. Anyway, so the Tosefta actually learns that way. But our Gemara is not learning that way. Our Gemara is not learning that even Veshama would hold that kinuye kinuyim are good. So we have to find something in the actual wording he used that would make that would imply that he's a nozer or not. Tosfos also goes on to point out that why does the Gemara have to bring in Rabbi Yosef? Why don't we just say, listen, okay, the mayor says, Einan Amotzi Dvarav Vatala. The other Chachamim disagree with him. In the case of Erech Kli Olai, where he says the Erech of this Kavi, and he said, the mayor says a person doesn't just make a meaningless statement, and therefore we have to reinterpret Erech to mean dummy. Why don't the Gemara just say, okay, this is all the Chachamim who disagree with that. The reason is, Tosfos says, because after all, the Gemara would rather not have to say that the mayor is only like the Shabbat. The halacha is going to be like Veshilah over Veshamai. Rav Meir is already a later generation. Why should we have to say that his statement is only according to Veshamai, which is going to be invalid the halacha? Rather try to find a way that Rav Meir's opinion can work according to Veshilah as well, and vice versa. Tosfos points out the difference is that it's true there's no erech for a keli, but at least there is dummim for a keli, so you can say at least the person intends to give something to the bismikdash. He just expressed it inexactly. He used the word erech when he should have used the word dummim. By a person, both of those have a meaning. The word erech has a meaning. The word dummim has a meaning. And the fact is, when it comes to ultimately, when you pledge an erech to the bismikdash, ultimately you're paying the bismikdash money. So therefore, it's an easy mistake to make that you think of erech and dummim as being kind of synonymous.
So yeah, but can you do what erech means for kalim?
That's the thing, because only a person has an erech. So that's why the Chachamim are saying over there that we just ignore what he says. He doesn't pay anything at all. Rav Meir says he has to pay the dummim. So now Rav Meir is going to say, you know, it's not just ain on a motzi dvarav v'latala. The fact is, there is a certain meaning that we can assign to his words. We can say that it's easy enough to confuse erech and dummim, and he forgot that a keli doesn't have an erech, only dummim, because after all, a person has both, and ultimately with both of them, you're paying money to the bismikdash. But when it comes to grogris, no such thing as nezirus by grogris either. So therefore, we're saying that Veshamai is going to, Veshamai is going to take Rav Meir's logic and extend it further. They're going to say even, but not only would we say by Erech Kli, but even by Nozim and Agrogris, where there's less reason to assign a meaning to what he says, nevertheless, we're going to assign a meaning and take this idea of Einan Amotzi Dvarav Vatala and take it a little further and say, therefore, that he's a Nozim and we have to ignore the words Grogris at all.
So we're going against the statement that we say that you go to the kula.
So we do say Suffolk Nazirus Lakula, but the Shammai is saying that he's not a Suffolk Nazirus. According to the Shammai, we have him here Vada Nazirus. So this Shammai is going like the Meir. This Hillel then is saying that Rabbi Yossi says, the Gmar Dvar of Adam Nifas, and in effect you have Neder of Pischa Imayhu, you have over here in effect a Neder that comes with a built in Pesach. Because as soon as he said the Neder, how he knows it, he immediately kind of regrets it and is saying, that in order to weaken what he just said. So in fact there is discussion among Achronim about this whole point. Well, actually, let's talk about it soon when we talk about Shelo Lachacham. So the Gemara asks this: Shama Nami Neder Pischayhu, Noz Neder or Pischayhu Imayhu. New according to this Shama, why shouldn't we say the same thing? The fact is, yes, he said Ahani Nozer, but he immediately regrets it. Why does the Shammai not accept that principle? Ella, no. So we have to answer a little differently. The Shammai savri lo k'rav Meir, yeah, as we said, the Shammai holds like a Meir, Yom Eidom Nemoitzi Dvar Vatala, but now we have to expand on that. The Kivan de Omer, Harini Nozer, Havalei Nozer. The moment the Shammai is going to say, the moment he says Harini Nozer, then or because he said Harini Nozer, we pause over there and we say Nozer. Ki ka'oma min agrogris min advela. When he says now, I want to be a nozer from figs or from dates, it means l'itshuli hu dekaosi. In effect, what he's trying to do is to be matir neder. Now, l'itshuli really means to ask the chacham to be matir neder. Tosfos points out that loshen is not really exact. It means that he's regretting what he's saying as if like he's going to a chacham and saying, I have charota and I want to be matir neder. Now, Bishama, the Tamayu, Dami Ein Sheila Behekdish. Now, Bishama, it goes according to their own Svara, which we learn later on in the Masechta, that they say, that there is, we learned it in Dorim as well, that they say there is no Sheila when it comes to Hekdish. When it comes to you declared something Hekdish, then Bishama is saying you cannot be Matu Neder on it afterwards. Well then, in that case, then there's no way for him to be regretting his Neder, or to be Matu Neder. Later on in the Masech, so actually this expression ain't she'elo l'nezirus, the Masoros HaShas refers us to, we had something about it in Nedarim. What we are going to have later on, now over here, what it is he becoming a Nazir is considered a kind of hektish because he's making his hair holy. Kaddish here, gadol pera sa'roshay, the hair that he grows on his head becomes Kaddish, in effect. We even have later on in the Masechta, when we talk about the end of the Nazir's term, we say he takes the hair and burns it under the pot where he brings his carbon. So therefore, Beshama is saying that you can't do that. So later on in the Masechta, we're going to learn a concept called Hektish Petos, where a person, not so much where a person made a neder and now regrets it, but where to begin with there was a mistake involved. He intended to make something else Hektish, and he made this thing Hektish. So we're going to have later on in the Masechta, Machloikas Bishama Basil about that, where Bishamai holds that still Hektish Petos is Hektish. So now that means there's no charota for it either, because to have charota, to be matir neder, would be in effect to say that it was done by mistake. So Bishama is saying, even if we're going to say, fine, even if you're going to say Bishillel, that he said Harini Nozer and he immediately regrets and says Minagrogris, doesn't matter, you can't regret Ekdash. So Tosfos asks, actually, so in that case, why does the Gemara have to go into such a long arichos? Let the Gemara just say, Bishamai hold, why does the Gemara have to repeat the fact that Bishamai is going like Reb Meir? Let the Gemara just say, flat out, Bishamai holds that Bishamai holds in She'ilah B'Hekdish. And the answer is that the Gemara thought that the Gemara thought that maybe what we are in fact changing our mind. Maybe in fact, you know, we asked that we started by saying Bishamai is going like the mayor, but then we asked, but the fact is still, why don't they agree with Bishillel and say that he changed his mind? And therefore the Gemara is reiterating that no, in fact it is true that they hold like the mayor, but what we're saying is, in other words, that Einan Amotzi Dvarav Latala means, therefore, when he said Harini Nazir for a second, for a fraction of a second over there, we have a Nazirus that's Chal. Now you want to say he's undoing it, too late. Ein Shela Bakrish. So even though it's Tosh Kedei Dibur, it still doesn't work. So Achronim, in fact, talk about this whole business that comes out that when you have something that you can't matter neder on, then you can't take off, you can't do the Tosh Kedei Dibur. So, in the Dorin, we talk about the Tosh Kedei Dibur, what the mechanism is, why retracting something Tosh Kedei Dibur is effective. And we said there are a few rare things where it's not. We learned over there that, for example, Mavorech Has Hashem, Kiddushin, Gerushin, there's a number of things that we said over there Gerushin is a get, yeah. There's a number of things where we're retracting Tosh Kedei Dibur is not effective. And you have the Ran over there explained because these are very serious things that a person puts some thought into before he says, and therefore even Tosh Kedei Dibur doesn't help. So here what the Gemara is saying is, so the Ketzos actually explains that what you say when you change something, the Tosh Kedei Dibur, it amounts to saying that what I said before was a mistake. Well, this shall I hold that you can't say that it was a mistake on Hekdesh, therefore automatically they're saying that you can't retract it, the Tosh Kedei Dibur. On the other hand, if you follow Bis Hillel and says that, then say that there is such a thing as that Hekdesh Petos, you do have a valid point, you do have a valid claim that this was a mistake, that I shouldn't have said this neder, then sure, you can retract the Tosh Kedei Dibur, just like most things, like you said over there, that don't involve serious thought ahead of time. So Kedushin, Gerushin, Mevorech Has Hashem all involve serious thought, but this not.
Everyone agrees
that Al-Zeros, it should be okay to be. So that's the thing. The Shammai is holding that Nazirus itself is a type of Hekdesh, and therefore there's no retracting it, even Tosh Kedei Dibur.
If it wasn't Hekdesh, then it would be fine?
Then the Pashtus, they would say it's fine. They're only saying Hekdesh Petos is Hekdesh, or Ein Sheila of a Hekdesh. So yeah, only because we're considering Nazirus to be a type of Hekdesh. There are, by the way, some of the Mephoshim who talk about another reason why you might say that Nazirus is considered a type of Hekdesh is because at the end of his Nazirus, he has to bring Korbanus. So implicitly, by saying I'm a Nazir, he's also pledged that eventually he's going to bring a Chatas and Ovah and a Chatas and Ovah and a Shlomim, so therefore that also amounts to Hekdesh, kind of.
The actual Higgins gets burnt on his bear.
The what? The hair doesn't get burnt on the mizbeach; it gets burnt under the pot where he's cooking the shlomim. We're going to learn about it later on in the sefer. We're going to get into the procedure of the you have in the Ezra's Nashim over there. You have the four chambers and the corners of the Ezra's Nashim. One of them is called Lishkas Hanizirim, and that's where the nazir would shave his hair, and that's where he would cook his shlomim and put the hair under the pot. We're going to learn about it in probably the sixth or seventh parak, I think, of our Masech Deah. Okay. Going on with the Gemara, Obishilo Savri Kedab Shimon. The kibin de ein she'el of a hekdesh, ein she'el of a nazirus. So since Beis Shammai says you can't be matur neder when it comes to hekdesh, therefore you can't be matur neder when it comes to nazirus either. Because again, nazirus is in effect a type of hekdesh. Whether you're saying because he's making his hair kodesh, whether you're saying because he's pledging himself to korbanos, whatever it is, the point is Beis Shammai is saying that there's no matur neder when it comes to neder, when it comes to nazir. So therefore, even if we're going to say, So therefore, that's what Tosfos is saying. You need both things that the Gemara has said so far. You need to be saying that Beis Shammai agrees with the Meir, that Einan Amotzi Dvarav Vatala. Otherwise, if we didn't say that, then you wouldn't have a statement of Nazirus here b'chlal, because you would say it's contradicted by saying Minagrogris. So therefore, we have to use the Meir's opinion in order to establish that for a moment, for a fraction of a second over there, we have a Nazirus. Now you want to say he changed his mind in the same Minagrogris, and Beis Shammai is saying, too late. That's why you need both. In other words, that's why we can't just say that the Gemara is saying in she'ela b'hekdesh, because what hekdesh? If you didn't say, if you said like the Chachamim against the Meir, or if you said like Rabbi Yossi, if you said like the Chachamim against the Meir, that Odom Motzi Dvarav Latala, or if you said like Rabbi Yossi, that the Gmar Dvarav Odom Nitpas, you have to look at the entire statement, then you have no Nazirus here in the first place. There's nothing for Beis Shammai to say that you can't be Matan Eder on. And if you didn't have Beis Shammai's own opinion of Ein Shela B'Hekdesh, fine, you have a Nazirus over here, but he's regretting it. So what do you want from him? You need both of those things to work in tandem in order to understand Beis Shammai's opinion. Meanwhile, Beis Hillel, Savri Kedab Shimon, Beis Hillel holds like Yab Shimon, in a machloikas that we're going to talk about in Omid Beis, the Tznan. Now you have a case like this. Suppose a person makes a neder and says, "I'm going to bring a mincha from barley flour." Now there's no such thing. A regular mincha that a person brings is always from wheat flour. So now, is he chayev to bring any kind of mincha? So you have the Tanakhama there says that he has to bring a mincha from wheat flour. In other words, again, he said harei alai mincha, then we obligate him to bring a mincha, and when he said minas sa'urim, we ignore that part because there's no such thing as a mincha from barley. He made a mistake, in effect, but still, Reb Shimon poter, but the Mishnah continues over there, that Reb Shimon says he's completely poter, because he did not make the nedava in the usual way that people do. He didn't make a nedava of something that is Rory to bring. So the same thing over here. Vasil is going to say, yes, he said Harini Nazir, but it doesn't mean like the Shammai. So they're saying, Vashammai, you're parsing it out to say he wanted to be a Nazir, but then he changed his mind and decided Minagroigris. Now we'll say that was actually in the first answer of the Gemara. We were saying that. So now the Gemara is changing its mind on that, because again, we asked that if that was the reason, if it's that Bishamai holds like a mayor and Basilah holds like a Yosi, the problem was, well, why doesn't, the problem was, well, why shouldn't Bishamai allow him to retract his neder? So now we're answering that. No, we said Bishamai says you can't retract your neder. Basilah, meanwhile, is saying that, it's not even that he wanted to accept his Nazirus and now he's changing his mind. To begin with, he had in mind all along as one statement that I want to be a Nazir min HaGrogris, and there's no such thing as a Nazir min HaGrogris, just as there's no Minchas Nedava out of flour, out of barley flour, and therefore the result is there's no Nazirus here at all. Following Reb Shimon's opinion. Again, Tosfos asks, so okay, and the Gemara could have just said more simply, the Sibyl holds that you're able to be Matu Neder on Hekdesh. The answer is because the Gemara wants to establish that according to Beis Hillel, not only he shouldn't become a Nazir, but we don't want him to be also in the figs either. He did say, after all, how many Nazir men are grudges? So fine, we're going to say he won't be a Nazir, but why shouldn't he be a Nazir? Why shouldn't it be at least that he has a neder on figs, that he's not going to eat figs? And therefore we're answering that Beis Hillel is following the logic of Reb Shimon, who says that lois nader keder haminadvin, and the fact is, the same thing over here, he didn't make a proper neder, because if he did, he would have said the usual loshen of a neder. He would have said koinam, or some other loshen equivalent to that, from figs, rather than saying a Nazir, which, okay, you know, we said before, Tosfos says, before the word Nazir can mean separated, but it's not that's not the usual way of expressing it. Okay. So the Gemara says, Masnissim Deloiki Haitana. Now, our Mishnah does not follow the opinion of the following Tana. Now, so far what we said is that in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai had said that when he says Harini Nazir Minag Grogris, Beis Shammai is saying he's a Nazir, Beis Hillel is saying he's not, and then we had Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai does, even Beis Shammai does not mean that he's a Nazir, but rather Beis Shammai holds that he is, that he's made a Neder from Grogris. The same logic that we just said, the word Nazir can conceivably mean that he's separated from Grogris, so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda understands Beis Shammai that way. So now we're going to have...
But Beis Shammai is saying the Yibbe, here comes another.
No, that's the thing. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we're saying he only is also in figs as a neder. Even Rabbi Yehuda is saying, even Beis Shammai is not going to make him a Nazir under these circumstances. So Rabbi Yehuda would disagree with the whole explanation we brought so far of Beis Shammai. He would say basically that either we don't hold like the mayor, we say Adam Moshi Tzvarav Matala, or we hold, we go according to the last Lashon, the Gmar Tzvarav Anam Nitpas. Whatever the case, it's not a matter of that he made a neder of Nazirus, and now he wants to change his mind, but rather there was no neder of Nazirus here in the first place. All there is a regular neder. Okay, kind of. Or Yad, maybe, whatever, yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, Masnissim Deloiki Haitana. Now, our Mishnah, therefore, is not following the following Tana, because we have a Braisa that tells us another version of Beis Shammai and the Sibyl's Machloikas. The Tanya, Rav Nosson Omer, that Beis Shammai Omer, Nodur Vin Nazir, Rav Nosson says that Beis Shammai is saying you have both. He's also in them as a neder, and and he's a nozer. Now, not really and, actually. So the Mefarish understands it that way, and so does the Tosfos who did, that it means that it's both. He's also in them with a neder, as well as he is a nozer. On the other hand, the Rosh understands it to mean that it's one or the other. We ask him, what did you mean? And we go according to that. If he says that he meant to make them also as a korban, then he's also in them and as a neder. And if he didn't say anything, then it means that he's a nozer. Or Beshilim nodur v'ein nozer. Beshil would say that there's only a neder and not a nozer. So Rav Nosson's version of Beshilo is similar to Rav Yehuda's version of Rav Nosson's version of Beshilo is similar to Rav Yehuda's version of Beis Shammai in the Mishnah. Yeah, but Rav Nosson's version of Beis Shammai is nothing like what we've said so far, because so far all we've been saying that Beis Shammai makes him an actual nazir, and Rav Nosson is going to say it depends, according to the Rosh, it depends, or according to the Mefarish and the Tosfos Reed, that it's both, which we didn't have in the Mishnah so far. So now let's understand Beis Shammai and Beshilo according to that version. We would say Beis Shammai sabi lachir Rav Meir v'chir Rav Yehuda. We would say that Beis Shammai holds like a combination of the opinions of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. They hold like Rav Meir that Eidon Amotzi Dvarav Vatala. So therefore, we have to assume that he meant a full-fledged Nazirus. Therefore, he's a Nazir. And also, Rav Yehuda, and also like Rav Yehuda, who says that he really meant that the figs should be also to him as a korban, and therefore the result is that we have a neder on figs as well. Actually, you have one of the mafoshim that you find in the back of the Gemara on Nozir is called Urach Mishur. Nozir being not a very easy masechta, there's this perush written by an Achron named Urach Mishur, where he goes in and delves in great detail into things in Nozir and explains a lot of things that were incomprehensible before that. So he points out over here maybe what the Gemara really means. Maybe it's not Rabbi Huda, but rather we mean to say Rabbi Yosi. Maybe the proper Girsa in the Gemara is supposed to be Rabbi Yosi. That we say, this Shammai would be holding, according to Rav Nosson, like a combination of Rav Meir and Rav Yosi. Rav Meir that says, Einan Amotzi Dvarav Vatala. Rav Yosi that says, Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nikbas. The fact is, he says, Minagrogris. So therefore, we have to do something with those words, Minagrogris. And the result would be that he has a neder on Grogris as well. Beshilol Sabri Lakir Rav Yosi, whereas Beshilol holds exclusively like Rav Yosi, that we say the Gmar Dvarav Adam Nikbas, and he said Minag Grogris, so therefore it just means that there's a neder on Grogris, and that's it. They would hold the second half only. Migmar Dvarav Adam Nikbas. Again, like Tosfos said on Amud Aleph, it's one thing when the two halves don't contradict each other, then Rav Yosi would say that you go according to both. But here the word Nozir and the word Grogris contradict each other. There's no such thing as a Nozir from Grogris. And therefore, according to Rav Nosson's version of Beshilo, we're going to say that he means that he's also in Grogris as a Neder and that's that.
He doesn't have to bring
karbanos. It just means that if he's over and eats those figs, he's going to be chayav malchus. That's one version. Lishnachrina, then we have, as if this wasn't complicated enough already, another loshen of Rav Nosson's braisa is Lishnachrina Amula. They say another loshen of Rav Nosson's braisa. Rav Nosson Omer Beshama Omer Nodur Ve'ena Nozir. That Rav Nosson says that Beshama would say that there's only a neder and not nozir, which means in effect that Rav Nosson would be saying like Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah. Over loy neder v'loy nozir, Beshila would say there's neither a neder nor nazirus, meaning that that would be more like the Tanakhama in our Mishnah. So actually, the Mefarish explains earlier that Rav Nosson would say exactly the opposite of the Tanakhama in Beis Shammai's opinion. The Tanakhama had said that Beis Shammai would say that he's a Nozir and not was a Neder, and here Rav Nosson is saying that the opposite. Beis Shammai would say there's a Neder and no Nazirus. And that would mean, even if he says, the point is, though, we said before, the Rosh says that we're talking about, we ask him and to clarify what he meant, but even if he doesn't clarify, even if he does clarify, even if he says that he meant Nezirus, nevertheless, the fact is, it wasn't a Loshen of Nezirus, because he used the word Minagrogris, and therefore, Reb Nosson would say that even Bishchama would say there's only a Nodir, there's only a Nedir, and not Nazir. We would reinterpret his word, Nazir, to mean that he's separated from them. And now, if we understand the Machlokas this way, then how do we relate it to the Tanoim that we said before? Bes Shammai could have Yehuda, or Bes Silo could have Shimon. So now, Bes Shammai would be going like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda's version of Bes Shammai in our Mishnah, and Bes Silo would be going like Rabbi Shimon, that we said about when a person says a mincha, a barley flour, that we ignore what he's saying completely. Shleis Nadiv, Kederach HaMinadvin, and the same way Bes Silo would say there's nothing over here at all. Neither Nezirus that will be also in wine and whatnot, nor even a nether that he's going to be also in figs. Okay. Now, since we mentioned this statement of Reb Shimon about a mincha from barley flour, let's go into more detail about that. Like Moses says, Tnan Hassam, we learned over there, a Mishnah in Menachos, if a person says, Harei Alai Mincha Lahavi Min HaSa'odim, a person says, I obligate myself to bring a mincha, which I'm going to bring from barley flour, Yavi Min HaChitim. So instead, he has to bring, according to the Tanakhama, he has to bring from wheat. Because there's no such thing as a Minchas Nedava. There's only two kinds of Menachos that come from barley flour. The Mincha of the Soita and the Mincha of the Omer, and neither of those are Nedar and Nedava. Neither of those even voluntary. So therefore, Tanakhama says that we have to ignore what he said, Minas Sa'odim, and he has to bring Minachit. Similarly, if he says Kemach, if he says I'm going to bring plain flour, Yavi Solas, he has to bring fine flour, which is the kind that you're supposed to use for Menachos. Again, there's only one kind of Mincha that's ever brought from plain flour, and that is the Mincha of a Soita, but again, he always talking about Minchas Nedava, so therefore it has to be fine flour like all of them.
It's soda.
No, well, in the case of a soda, it's barley flour. Oh. They grind up the barley. The difference is, in other words, regular mincha that a person brings by itself, or that a person brings together with a carbon, minchas nesachim or whatever, is fine flour mixed with oil, fine wheat flour mixed with oil. Agav, by the way, you hear the term fine flour, usually you would think, and this is how I always think, it means like really finely ground, like powdery. On the contrary, actually, Mishnah and Menachos tells us that on the contrary, you bring flour for a carbon, or the gizborim, the treasurers of the besnikdash, are buying flour that the besnikdash is going to use. The gizbor sticks his hand in there, and if any flour dust sticks to his hand, then we tell the vendor you have to sift that out. So you have actually what it means, and you have in Pirkei Avos also, you have the line in Pirkei Avos, Shemitzia as a kemach pelet as a service. They have a kind of good Talmud who he's able to get rid of the extraneous, unnecessary things and focus on the important. What it is, in other words, solus, fine flour, is more like the consistency of like you have, they sell in the stores semolina or things like that, or a kind of very coarsely ground flour. That is what the Torah means by solus. Then there's the powdery stuff that you usually think of as flour that you make challah with or whatever. That's what's called kemach. So you have the Mishnah. So it's flipped, exactly, yeah. So the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in other words, describing, you would be taking a mixture of solus and kemach, a mixture of the coarser stuff and the finer stuff, and put it in a sieve. The finer stuff is going to fall through, the coarser stuff is going to be left in the sieve, and that's what you're going to use for Menachos. So therefore, a good Talmud is like that. He hears a lot of different things in Torah, but he knows how to set aside the things that are the details that are less important and focus on the important details. So here it's the same kind of thing. So here a person says,
more expensive.
What?
The thicker stuff
is more expensive, apparently, yeah.
You'd think the opposite.
You would think the opposite, but apparently not. I guess better quality, I don't know. Anyway, the point is, so now, again, a person said, I'm going to bring a mincha from kemach, which is the finer stuff, powdery stuff, no good, you can't use that for menachos. So therefore, he has to instead bring solus. Another example, the Mishnah continues, shaloi b'shemen levoina, if he says, I'm obligating myself to bring a mincha without oil and without levoina, the frankincense, the spice that's scattered on top of it, no good, you've b'shemen levoina, he has to bring it with oil and levoina, because that's how a minchas nedava comes. Chatsi Yisorin, and if he says, I pledge to bring a half Yisorin, Yavi Yisorin Shalom. He has to bring a full Yisorin, because that's the Menachos have to be in whole units of Esrois. Isoran and Mechzah, and if he says 1.5 Isoran, Yavi Shnayim, he has to bring 2 Esroinim, because you can't have fractional Esroinim. You have to have a full number of Esroinim. Reb Shimon Poter, in all these cases, Reb Shimon says that he's Poter, and he doesn't have to bring a mincha at all, Shalai Snadav Kederach HaMisnadvin, because he didn't make the net, he didn't make the Nedava in the normal way that a Nedava is done, because none of these things are, or none of these things are the way a mincha is supposed to be brought. The Gemara talks over there about why the Mishnah had to mention so many different scenarios, but anyway, the point is that, so let's analyze this machloikas of Reb Meir, of Reb Shimon and the Chacham. So man tana the ki omar harela minchem na sa'urim yovim min achitim. So now let's relate that back to the machlokes in Or Mishnah, Veshama Vesil, all about Nazirus. So which tana would agree with this point of the Tanakama, that even though he said barley, he still has to bring wheat, that we ignore the part that he said barley and focus on the part that he said that then and focus on the part that he's going to be doing wheat. So omar chizkia. So Chizkiah says, you should know, this is actually subject to a machloikas. That Mishnah in Menachos would be only according to Beis Shammai. Because how do we work that? Lav Amri Beis Shammai ki Amri min Agrogus min Adbeila Haben Nazir. Didn't Beis Shammai say in our Mishnah that even though a person said just min Agrogus min Adbeila, which is not a valid kind of Nazirus, nevertheless we ignore that and we say that he's a Nazir. Hochinami, the same way Chizkiah says, Ki Yomim Minasoren, maybe Minachetim. The same way he says, from barley, we make him bring from wheat. Because he means to actually obligate himself in a proper mincha. So there is some discussion about that. We said before, Bishamai's reasoning is based on the idea that once he made Nazirus, then he can't change his mind, because in Sha'ilab and Nazirus. So in that case, so that would apply when you actually matfish something, but when you say Harei Alai Mincha, you're not yet obligating yourself, you're obligating yourself in a Mincha, but you haven't set aside a particular batch of flour yet that you're going to use for the Mincha. So that's not Sha'ila Behekdish. So why should we assume that this Shammai says that you can't be Matu Neder about that?
If you say, Damim, you're not being Matu specific, point.
That's fine. Before we didn't say that the Shammai would say that when you say you said Erech Kli Olai. The question is, what does Erech Kli mean? Does it have any meaning, or does it mean Damim instead?
Yeah, but that wouldn't count, trigger in Sha'ila Behekdish.
Before we weren't even talking about the matter of She'ela Behekdesh, we're just saying Einon Amotzi Dvorov Vavatol. We ended up saying, remember, we needed two reasons to explain.
If I say I'm going to give an animal to Hekdesh or $10.
Right. So that's not considered Ein She'ela Behekdesh. Ein She'ela Behekdesh, but Shama would say when you have an actual object that you said is Hekdesh and now you want to change your mind.
It's counterintuitive.
Yeah. The Shammai knows there is such a thing as Ataras Nedarim, and they're just saying that once you made something Hekdesh, we're going to have later on in the Masechta a discussion of that point, that the Shammai learns once you have an object was made Hekdesh, then you can't change your mind about it. But here you didn't actually make any object Hekdesh yet. Anyway, the point is that sort of Akiva Eger, in fact, on the side of the Gemara, and Gilyan Ashas asked the question. I mean, one second, the Shammai is saying the Ein She'ela Behekdesh. So fine, by Harei Nozir, then he himself becomes Kaddish. And he says, Harei Alai Mincha, he hasn't been Makdish anything yet. So he accepted that he's going to bring a Mincha. So at that point, it should just be considered a plain Neder. So why are we saying that this Shammai why is Chizkiah understanding that this Shammai would say that now we actually obligate him to bring a regular mincha? So what it is later on in the Masechta, when we talk about that, this Shammai says Hekdesh, Patola says Hekdesh, this Shammai learns it from a Tmura. Now, what you have is, you have the Gemara discusses over there something called Soif Hekdesh and Tchilas Hekdesh. You have the beginning when you made the original animal Hekdesh, and then you have when you make the Tmura Hekdesh. So Beis Shammai actually would say, now we're going to say that, now we're going to understand Beis Shammai differently than we did before. Now, in fact, we're going to say that yes, Beis Shammai would say not only when he actually makes an object, Kodesh, Hekdesh, that he can't change his mind, but even when he just obligated himself that he's going to, then already Beis Shammai would say that's out of the category of being Matu Neder. That's the base mayor gives a the base mayor gives an answer on that. Okay. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara. So again, Chizkiah said that Mishnah in Menachos would be only according to Beis Shammah. So Lav Ami Beis Shammah ki Ami Minat Grogris Minat Bela Haben Nozer. Didn't Beis Shammah say that if he says Minat Grogris Minat Bela makes him a Nozer? Hochinami, the same thing over here. Ki Ami Minat Sa'urin, when he says I'm going to bring a Mincha from barley made from an Achitim, then we obligate him to bring from wheat because we still hold him to his neder and we say there's no such thing as a Mincha from barley and therefore it has to be wheat. But Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan, who was a Talmud of Chizkiah, we often find in chats that Rabbi Yochanan argues with Chizkiah. Afilu tamer divrei hakol, you could even say that Mishnah in Menachos is according to everybody, which of course we prefer to say, because then that way it's a stam Mishnah and halacha is like it. But Omer, we're talking about that the person says in the case of the Mincha, ilu hayisi yadeya she'en nodrin kach, if I had known that you can't make a neder like that, then I would not have made the neder saying like that. I would have said like this. So we tell him, Rav Yid, there's no such thing as a mincha from barley. Oh, I didn't realize that. Then I would have said, I'm bringing a mincha from wheat. And so forth. So in that case, even Basil is going to agree then that he has to bring a mincha of wheat. But when he says Hareini Nozer Minat Grogris, everybody knows there's no such thing as a Nozer from Grogris. So therefore, it can't have been a mistake. It must be that so Basil would say that the Nizidos is not Chal. Either we would say that it's a meaningless statement. Either we would say not like the mayor. We would say that a person might be Motzi Dvar of Latala. Or we would say, again, like we said before, that he said his Neder and then that he said his Nizidos and then he changed his mind. And then Basil would say that would be valid because Neder of Pisclaim. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara continues, so here's a further point that Chizkiah says. The Mishnah there in Menachos is only talking about the case, and you only have the Machloikas, the Chacham and Reb Shimon, if he says that I'm going to bring a Mincha from barley, where at least it's true, you can't bring a Minchas Nedava from barley, but there do exist Menachos made out of barley, the Soita and the Oim. Avol, but if you were to say, I'm going to bring a mincha from lentil flour, where there's no such thing as a mincha from lentil flour, loy maisi v'loy klum, then he wouldn't bring anything, even according to the Tanakh. Because in other words, it's impossible to make such a mistake. Everybody should know that there's no such thing as a mincha from lentil flour at all. So the Gemara asks, Mechti Chizkiah command mukim lon mas nisim to Beis Shammai. Well, let's consider, why is Chizkiah saying that? He just explained that Mishnah and Menachos is according to Beis Shammai. Now let's consider, lentils to a mincha is as grogris to a nozer. There's no such thing as a mincha of lentils. There's no such thing as a nozer from grogris. And still in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai says that he's a Nazir, and we ignore the Minhag Grogris part. So why is Chizkiah saying that in the Mishnah over there, we're not ignoring the Minhag Doshin part, and we say that in fact there's no Mincha, there's no Neder of a Mincha at all. The answer is that Chizkiah changed his mind on his first statement. So he, before he was saying the Mishnah and Menachos according to Beis Shammai, now he changed his mind and agreed with Rabbi Yochanan that it's according to both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And now Chizkiah is saying, now even within that, Beis Hillel is only going to require him to bring a mincha only if he said Minas Ha'odin, but not if he said Minah Adoshin. So the Gemara says, so why did Chizkiah change his mind? What didn't he like about his first explanation? So Rava says, because he found the Mishnah difficult, so the Lashon of the Mishnah would be difficult if we understand that it's like Beis Shammai. My area, the Tani Minas Odom. Taka, why would the Mishnah use the word Minas Odom? Listen, Minas Adoshim. In fact, it should use the word Minas Adoshim, and that would be the bigger Chiddush, and we would say, if it was according to Beis Shammai, that just like Beis Shammai says by Nozim and Agrogris, the same way they would say by Mincha Minas Adoshim. Ela, Sova Chizkiah, so therefore Chizkiah figures that no. Ki ka'ame Beis Shammai hosam k'rav Yehuda. When Beis Shammai over there is only talking according to, Beis Shammai is saying over there that, not over there, but really over here in all Gemara. This Gemara is also in Menachos, almost word for word. So over there, the word hosam is appropriate for all Gemara. Chizkiah is going to understand Beis Shammai in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. that again, Harini knows him in Agrogris, means that he has a neder against it. So the Mishnah and Menachos would also be going like that. That even though he said Harini knows him in Agrogris, we say there can't be a nezirus from Grogris, but there can be a neder from Grogris, and therefore that's what we hold him to. The same way he says Harei Elam Mincha Min Asorim, because there are Menachos that come from barley. So therefore we can hold him to wheat. But it's true that if he were to say Min HaDashim, nothing would happen, and that's why the Mishnah over there doesn't say Min HaDashim. So that's what caused Chizkiah to change his mind and say that the Mishnah over there cannot be exclusively like this Shabbat. So that's it. So Chizkiah changed his mind. Now he agrees with Rabbi Yochanan that the Mishnah over there is according to both Bishama and Basilo. But he's saying that's why, therefore, if it's Min HaDashim, then Bishama would have to agree that there's no Mincha. The Machloikas is only Min HaSa'orim, and the Machloikas is whether we follow Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Bishama and our Mishnah or not. Do we say that he's chayiv in a neder? In that case, we're going to make him chayiv in a mincha, because there is such a thing as a mincha from Groger. There is such a thing as a mincha from barley, even though it's not a mincha snedava. And the same thing, there is such a thing as a neder from Grogers. The Gemara continues though for Rabbi Yochanan after the mincha adoshim. Now Rabbi Yochanan disagrees again with Chizkiah and says no, the case of the Mishnah over there in Menachos would be the same thing, even if he said I'm going to bring a mincha from lentils, even though there's no such thing as a mincha from lentils at all, nevertheless we'd still hold him to bring a mincha of wheat flour. Again, the question is, didn't Rabbi Yochanan understand that Mishnah in Menachos to be saying where we ask him, and he said, don't you know there's no such mincha? And he says, oh, well, then I would have said the mincha differently. But everybody knows there's no mincha from lentils. So how can we have Nela when he goes from barley? We can say, did you realize you thought that a soita and the omer are brought from barley? So maybe you thought that you can bring barley menachas at other times, and we have to inform you that not. But everybody knows there's no mincha from lentils. So why would Rabbi Yochanan say that? And the answer is l'dvarav b'chizkiyah hu d'chamar. Rabbi Yochanan's explanation now is within Chizkiyah. He's saying according to Chizkiyah's opinion. He's saying at my time of Kahadrat Bach, why did you Chizkiyah change your mind? Mishum de'lekatani min ha'adoshim. You're saying because the Mishnah did not mention lentils, and therefore you're saying if it was according to Bishamai, it should have said lentils, and that would have been a bigger chiddush. The answer is maybe on the contrary, maybe the Mishnah is saying one of these needless to say things. Needless to say, if he says that I plan to bring a mincha from lentils, the maisi mincha malisa, no question then we require him to bring a full-fledged mincha, the ikalamema mihaderhu dahodabe, because we could say that he was trying to change his mind, utfois loshin rishon, and we could say, now before we had Rabbi Yossi that said, b'gmar dvarav adam mitvas, but on the other hand, we do have an opinion that says that tfois loshin rishon, you go according to the first loshin. Because again, this is the second part, contradicts the first part, and you have an opinion that says that then you follow the first part. So if he says Minas Sa'odim, since it contradicts each other, then you could say that you ignore the Adoshim part altogether, so there's less of a Chiddush in that. Ela ki Omer Minas Sa'odim, but you could argue that if he says from barley, vaday dehoch karmar, maybe in fact he means exactly that. He really does mean that he wants to bring a mincha from barley, because he's under the impression that you could, given that after all there are minchas from barley. E kodcha kemincha sa'omer, oi kemincha soita tikdosh. He may figure if I korban is able to become kodosh like the mincha sa'omer, or like mincha soita good, eloi loi, and if not, then not, then I don't want to accept on myself anything at all. Kamash malon, the maisim in achitim. And nevertheless, the Mishnah is telling us that he has to bring from wheat. Because we say that, because we tell him the fact is there's no such mincha from barley, and therefore we have to hold him, to something. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying, on the contrary, that Mishnah, there's a bigger chiddush in saying barley, and saying that Mishnah is like Bishamai. In other words, if you, Chizkiyah, are going to say that the Mishnah over there is like Bishamai, then there's actually a bigger chiddush in mentioning Sa'urim, and in mentioning barley, than there is in mentioning lentils. But in fact, Rabbi Yochanan says, I myself hold, never mind that, the Mishnah over there is according to both Bishama and the Silo, and the reason why you hold him to bringing a mincha is something else, because we're talking about where he says that I would have made my neder different. Okay, sure, everyone.